Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Welcome back to the Adam Catterall TalkSport Daily Podcast. Yes, it's me again. Just in case this is the first time you've tuned in this week, the other fella, that Goldstein bloke, he's decided to wander around the world watching people playing with a cue in their hand. However, there's still a life after snooker, and TalkSport does continue. Alan Brazil and Steve Harmison on breakfast yesterday caught up with the one and only dancing supremo and former Liverpool and England goalkeeper, David James.
On to Manchester United against Liverpool. Massive game at the weekend. De Gea looks as if he's in trouble. Came off for Spain shaking his head. It looks like a thigh injury.
Oh dear.
Do you think Liverpool can go to Old Trafford and beat United? United in disarray at the moment.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, 8 out of 8 wins for Liverpool. I think there's Alisson's back in training as well, so there's a possibility that Alisson could start. Yeah, I mean, Man United, 2 points off the relegation zone after 8 matches? I mean, I think it would have to be the freakiest set of results ever, but Manchester United can end up in the relegation zone by the end of the weekend. So, yeah, I mean, the Liverpool situation, I think they're talking about goalkeepers with Alisson available. You would argue that possibly he would start, even though Adrian's done very, very well for Liverpool in the start of this season. But with 2 clean sheets in 8 games compared to, I don't know, was it 21 clean sheets last season? I think it might have been more for Liverpool. You would still need a clean sheet, I think, to secure victory at Old Trafford. Although Manchester United season isn't great, is it? They've only failed to score a couple of times, and I think both of them have been away from home. So you're right, it is a massive game, but an opportunity for Liverpool to cement the lead at the top. And I think, would it be level with Manchester City for the win streak?
It's going to be, well, it's always a cracking game. Sometimes I think form goes out the window, but I do fancy Liverpool with the front three. David, on to your next task, the jive. What are you like at the jive?
I'm getting better. The quick step is tough. The jive is tougher, but so enjoyable. Oh, man.
Yeah? You having a great time?
Yeah, we've had a couple of days at it now, and I'm just waiting for the car now to take me into day 3. But full of energy. I'm finding energy, which I never thought I had.
I tell you what, David, we can't wait. Thank you, and good luck
good
again.
Good luck, David.
Whenever I think of David James, I always think of a little joke that my friends used to tell me when I was at school. Why do they call David James the vampire? Because he's afraid of crosses. You see? Yeah, forget it. Never mind. Anyway, that was David James speaking on breakfast. Over to White and Sawyer now. They caught up with Southend chairman Ron Martin. He was speaking about the latest goings-on at the club. And I'll tell you something. In recent times, talking about Henrik Larsson maybe becoming manager, it's all getting a little bit soap opera, isn't it?
Henrik wanted to hit the ground running. I didn't make it a precondition that that Tommy joined us, but I did want him to have somebody who was familiar with the lower leagues, League One in particular. He chose Tommy at the outset. I met Tommy last Saturday week. We all got on well. All the contracts were agreed. He was Henrik's man, and when he pulled out, I think you could have knocked Henrik over the feather. I mean, he and I get on, I'd say, really, really well. There was just a natural affinity from almost from day one. And he's a pretty cool customer. But he was absolutely fuming when he got a call from Tommy. The rest is history. We did talk about who else could replace Tommy, of course. But his understanding and education in the lower leagues would have taken time. He said, it could even take me maybe, 3 or 4 weeks to identify somebody and find a replacement. He said, I don't have anybody else in mind. It's going to be difficult. We need to hit the ground running. Tommy understands these things very well. He's been, day to day on head of recruitment and scouting. So I think it just took the wind out of his sails.
Yes,
disappointed us all.
Yeah, where's Tommy gone then, Ron?
He's going to another League One club, which we found equally surprising. But when I met him, he didn't have anything on the radar. He was enthusiastic about what we were putting together because it's a project. It's not just bringing people in as a manager.
Sure. Which club is he going to?
Don't know. He wouldn't say. So he rang me probably within 10 minutes of putting the phone down from Henrik. I did say, look, if it's money, then tell us what we need to do.
Yeah.
I said, look, I'll come back before close of business today. I then spoke to Henrik, and he said I couldn't work with him. And I actually get that, and I think that supports everything that I think about Henrik. He's a principled guy. And he didn't want it either. He didn't want to work with a person who just let him down. He said he'd do it again in January.
Now, here's something interesting for you that you may have missed. On TalkSport 2, Garth Crooks rocked up yesterday and he spoke about the problems at his former club, Tottenham. Woo-hoo! Let me tell you, the man did not hold back. Get ready.
When you consider the money that those players have been paid, the wages have been paid, and you put them in the league, they need to be in the top four. That's the commitment the club have made. Look, I'm not the greatest fan of Daniel Levy, but I think I can't fault him in terms of his commitment to the club. All those players that are playing for Tottenham, let's be clear, are top-class players. Dele Alli has lost his way. So has Lloris. So has possibly Danny Rose and Eriksen, around rumours of wanting to leave, although I can't quite work out where they're going to go. Why can't they post the European Cup final, pull together enough to have a real go at Manchester City, who are having a big wobble at the moment, and see where that takes them? Why? The great teams win things season after season after season. Ask Beckham, ask Neville, ask Scholes, ask Keane. You go to Liverpool, they've won the Champions League. They've come back. They're going straight for the title. They're the best players. Are they buying player after player after player after player? There's a culture going through the team of winning. We don't have that culture at Spurs. Not in the player. And by the way, neither in the manager, because he's won nothing in his career either.
Time to turn our attention towards kickoff. Hugh and Tony Cascarino. We're talking about the art of heading. Now, obviously, me being a man of 6'5" proportions, was always good at the back stick. You hang it up there, son, and I'll nod him home. Bit like Tony Cascarino himself.
To be honest, Hugh, it was my major strength. It was the best thing I could do. I argue to this day that it's still being good technically at heading. It is a skill, it is an art, and you have to perfect it. And from a very young age, I practiced heading against a wall many times on a daily basis. And I do have a fear about heading, though. I really do. In a bigger picture, I do think further down the line, I'm not sure heading will be in the game. Some people listening might laugh at that, but I think there are two issues. One is medical science, where they're proving that it damages brain cells that can obviously increase the risk of certain illnesses, diseases that you can have later in your life. And there's the second part, is that so many managers feel like you're giving the ball away and prepared not to cross the ball, and the big man's gone totally out of fashion.
It has. It seems to. This is all inspired by an article, by the way, today in the Daily Telegraph by Alistair Tweedale. He's highlighted that a decade ago, there were 50 crosses per game. That's dropped to around 35 per game at the moment. And it's the same if you take away set pieces too. So from open play, the ratio remains the same. We're not trying to get the ball in the box from open play either.
Yeah, there are a couple of issues. Most teams will play one up front. So obviously the big target man has to be far more mobile than he once was. I also think the laws of the game have changed. I noticed it first really when I was coming to the end of my international career, because me and Noel Quinn, we found it quite difficult on international stage because referees were blowing up far more often and giving away, you know, offences that we were doing, free kicks, not having the opportunity to play and look for feeding a partner and knocking it down. I think that the one up front has hurt us, and I think the rules of the game has evolved to make it far tougher to play that role, and I think you have to have more strings to your bow now.
I'm Adrian Durham, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to breakfast now, and Big Al and Harmy speaking to Matchroom Supremo, the man that could sell sand to the Arabs and even ice to the Eskimos. It is, of course, the one and only Mr. Barry Hearn, talking about Rocket Ronnie O'Sullivan.
He is becoming so dull, isn't he? I mean, God almighty. I listened to him last night. It's like, ramble. In fact, everyone's playing games with Ronnie because all you've got to say is something to him and he will automatically disagree with you. So I just think he's just best left out there with the fairies at the bottom of the garden, son.
But what is it? I'm just looking at the sun here. Ronnie's annoyed at being forced to play star-struck opponents.
Forced. That's like Tiger Woods saying, I don't want to play someone who, you know, who's not ranked in the top 10. Listen, I don't lose my patience because I used to find him quite amusing. Yeah. Now I find him deadly dull. I find him so boring. I think he's the greatest player in the world. I love to watch him play snooker. He is fabulous entertainment.
But from that stage on,
once he gets into a studio and goes on to a rant, I mean, the game's never been in a better place. There's never been more money. There's never been more opportunity. You know, when Ronnie was quiet, the prize money was £3.5 million a year for the season. He don't stop talking now. It's 16 million. And, you know, yes, there are kids coming through the ranks. And, yes, he will have to play a kid on the way up. And, yes, that kid is up for none because he's playing Ronnie O'Sullivan. It's like me playing cricket with Harmy. I mean, you know, I'd be in awe, wouldn't I?
Yeah, but Barry, does he have to play? Does he have to go to Crawley?
Well, no, he doesn't have to play anything. He can sit at home all day, watch the telly, listen to you guys on the radio. No, we are one of the unique sports where we don't force anyone to play in anything. It's the individual's choice when they play. And Ronnie picks and chooses what he plays in. Now he wants to pick and choose who he plays. So, no, enough of all this nonsense.
Well, Barry, well, you know, I bow to your wisdom, Barry, but, you know, when we talk about boxing, the Garden, Madison Square or Vegas, yeah. when we talk, you know, we talk about snooker, I think of, you know, York and stuff yeah. like that. But Crawley, for God's sake, Barry.
No,
where did Crawley
Listen,
come up?
Let me just say this to you. There's nothing wrong with Crawley. Crawley, we're doing 128 player events here. We need big facilities, otherwise we can't accommodate all the players. There aren't that many of them. We do use different venues around the country, and we're always trying to upgrade. But I won't have anything said against Crawley. I think it's disrespectful to the area and to the venue and the people that work there because they work very hard to provide.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Hammy
said
to me earlier.
Also, Alan, one thing to say is not one other player of the 128 has said anything.
With Adrian Durham and Darren Goff still off enjoying themselves, I don't know if you've seen Darren's Instagram stories, but he's feeding hippos. That's not a euphemism. He's out there enjoying himself in a South African zoo. Danny Kelly and Darren Bent were on Drive today, and Darren gave his list of the best ever football finishers.
Down the left is Defoe. Can he outsprint Abate? He can. He's got some support in the area now, but he doesn't need it. He shoots! What a goal from Jermaine Defoe!
It's the technique, the shot out of nothing. When defenders think they've got him, he'll move it half a yard and bang, goal. And it was not until I played with him at Spurs where I really appreciate it. I always knew he was a good finisher from playing against him in the youth teams. But when you see this guy and what he does in training, after training, and even sometimes before training, working on his technique of how to hit the ball, left and right foot. I mean, he had me in awe sometimes. We'd have it. Let's have a finishing competition. And on the right side, I'd always be fine. Like, we'd be drawing or I might be beating him. The moment he went to his left foot, he hits the ball with his left foot so hard. I was like, wow, like, how'd you do that?
Campbell to McGoldrick. Wright wants it threaded through. Oh, that's a great touch. And Ian Wright completes the job in classic style.
Go on in.
Ian Wright, obviously my absolute hero, but yeah. someone who I had the video of when he broke the Cliff Bastard's
all-time
record.
He's from South London and he played for Arsenal, I get it.
No,
yeah.
but listen, I used to watch Crystal Palace a lot while he was there first, before he went to Arsenal, but as far as finishing goes, I mean, I used to try and base my whole game around him and left the chips, the celebrations, the bendies, the strikes, the left foots, the headers. I mean, as far as a complete package goes, I mean, his finishing was up there for one of the very best.
Kane will be able to pick it up. He's beaten one, he's beaten another. Goalkeeper comes out and he has scored. Kane makes it six.
Since he stepped onto the scene, I mean, left foot, right foot. But as I said, the technique, the way he hits the ball and the absolute goal scorer. I mean, for me, he's going to break England's all-time goal scoring record. I think he's going to break that sooner rather than later. But as I said, like some of the goals he scores, I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, I can always think back to the goal against Arsenal where he had no right to shoot from the side of the box like he did and to bend it round there.
He's wearing that mask as well,
wearing
wasn't
the mask,
he?
Yeah. And I mean, the left foot, the right foot, I mean, even his goal in the week for England, he takes it on his left foot like he's been finishing for... Like it was easy, like he was left-footed. So for me, on that reason there, he's definitely got to be up there.
Gilberto Silva to Ronaldo. Ronaldo to Brazil. Oh, what do you say about that? Extraordinary. Every World Cup needs a hero, and Ronaldo is one here.
Best centre-forward I've ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, let's talk about out-and-out centre-forward. He's the best I've ever seen. And he was one of the first people that got me really excited about like the World Cups. And I remember watching him on the bench in 94 where he didn't get on. But then in 98, outrageous in that tournament.
Ronaldo flicks it blind towards his right side. McCarthy gets a return ball and slots it into the bottom left-hand corner. Who else but Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, it's left foot, right foot, head. I mean, he can pretty much do anything. I mean, we've seen him score some outrageous goals from near halfway lines, the headers, and then obviously we spoke about the goal against Juventus at the bicycle kick. I mean, there's not a goal that he can't score on either foot or with his head or with his chest. As a finisher, he's the best I've ever seen.
That's right, you heard him, Jermaine Defoe. Now, my producer thinks that it's a little bit of a travesty that he's managed to get himself into that list, but he is an Arsenal fan, so I'm not going to judge him on that. Shall we turn our attention towards the best show on the programme? Yes, absolutely we should. Sports Bar is where we're going. Me and Jason Cundy. That's all you need to know. 10 o'clock, getting stuck into the big topics of the day, like Pochettino out, Mourinho in.
According to a report, French outlet SoccerLink claim that Spurs
had made initial contact with Mourinho amid the speculation surrounding Pochettino, with the Portuguese having been out of work since he was sacked by Woodward himself last December. This obviously goes on to then talk about various things where Spurs are at this moment in time. But it got me thinking. And it got me thinking about a question for Spurs fans this evening. Because you're driving around this tonight, or maybe you sat at home, you've just cracked open a can and you think to yourself, go on, I'll give the sports bar a little bit of a chance and see what the boys have got to say for themselves.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what we've got to say for ourselves. If we were to offer you now...
Who's we?
Me and you.
No. You offer it. I'm not offering.
You're not offering it?
No, then
I'll offer it.
You offer it.
I'll offer it. I'm going to offer now, Spurs fans, Jose Mourinho, right? I'm going to offer him now as your manager. Would you take it? Would you take Jose Mourinho now? Bearing in mind, wherever he has been, he's won a trophy, which is more than your current manager has done for you over the last few years. So if I was to offer him to you now, Jose Mourinho, there you go. I'll wrap him up in a ball for you. Could he get a tune out of your boys, and would he win you a trophy like he has done wherever he has been in the past? If you're a Spurs fan, Jay, what would you say?
No, I'm not a Spurs fan, so you don't...
Yeah, but if you were a Spurs fan, would you take my offer? As a Chelsea fan,
I don't want to see him go there, do I? Because you...
Why? You're a former player. You've got love for the club.
I'm a Chelsea fan, so let's... You know, let's...
Yeah, but you got love for the club. You used to play for him.
I'm a Chelsea fan, Catman.
Yes.
Let's not go any further. I have a huge amount of respect for Spurs, and I love their manager, and I love their team, and I've got a big up. I've spoken many times of my admiration for Pochettino
and
Harry Kane, and what he has done with that football club on a very low budget, considering he has not only brushed shoulders, but he's muscled his way past some of the real big heads in the last three or four seasons. Come very close, haven't quite got over that line. But Jose Mourinho is a trophy pig. He is a trophy pig. Wherever he goes, he wins a trophy. Man United fans, he left them in a bit of a mess, but he picked up two. They'll try and tell you it was three, but it was two. It's the second time at Chelsea. Wins the league again.
Once it strikes midnight, let's be honest, the crazy people come out. They come to talk about everything and anything other than sport, politics, religion, and of course they keep it upbeat. It is, of course, the locomotive 12 o'clock train to Crazy Town, otherwise known as the midnight train to madness.
So it's JJ.
Come on then, JJ.
So I get home, and I'm very, very drunk after watching something in the pub.
Yes.
And next morning I wake up, and my flatmate's at the bottom of the stairs, and I'm 21 years old, and he's just looking at me at the bottom of the stairs, with his eyes are glowing red. I'm like, "You all right, Johnny? What's up?" And he goes, "Do you not remember anything last night?" And I was like, "No, not really." He goes, "He walked into my bedroom, picked up my duvet, and weed all over my girlfriend."
Jeepers! We've all done that, haven't we? Have we not all done that?
Yeah, it's the most embarrassing time of my life.
What's the difference between roasting and baking? Like, why can't you roast a cake?
That's a good shout, man.
Well, what I suppose
it's... Yeah,
because it's the same cooking method, isn't it?
Yeah, you should just call it ovening.
Now then, if you've listened to the last half an hour or so and you've thought to yourself, hey, it's quite a decent listen, this. It's beautiful for my commute. Maybe I could do this every single day. Well, fear not. We do this every single day. And we want you to come back and join us and come a part of the TalkSport family. And you can do it by going to our website, TalkSport.com. Go on there, have a little bit of a nosy around our podcast. It's not just this one. We've got plenty of others. But the TalkSport Daily one's the best one because I'm on it. So go on there, subscribe, and you'll never miss out on any of the content that we're bringing you on a day-to-day basis. Guess what? Same time, same place, tomorrow. We'll be back. See you then.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.